World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You want why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear. Follow the yellow brick road, right? Lies, deception, and fear. Who told you that, and why do you believe it? Oh, man. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And, I've had something kind of heavy. I'm walking under something really heavy the last few days. And I shared with those who, this isn't about me, okay? This is about you. I shared with the last three nights, something happened in the middle of the night. And what I mean by that was, has it ever happened to you that you're awake, but you're not really awake? You know what I'm talking about? That you're kind of in this never land. And it's happened to me the last three nights. I was trapped in a never land. And if you want me to explain to you what was going on there, I can't really remember other than it was torment. And I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get back to sleep. I eventually did three nights in a row. And the Lord's really prompted me. And I come in here every day and I say, Lord, let the words of our lips, meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. And I come in here every day and say, well, what's this show about? What is it? What is it? What is this show? What is it you want to hear? You want to hear an assessment of the times in which we live? You want to hear a political assessment? What is it? And I struggle with that every day. Is this a current events show? Is this a spiritual show? What is it? I'm going to dig into that a little bit. I think that if the prompting of the Holy Spirit is what I sense right now, this is going to be a couple day series. I've never done that ever before, but I think the Lord wants me to. I think he wants us to go on a couple-day journey. So let me throw that right out there. If I'm telling you, there's something intense going on in me and around me. I'm not saying anything other than there's something intense going on around me. Maybe some of you are experiencing the same thing. Maybe it's the time in which we live. Maybe, as I said, we're in the crucible. Maybe something really, really spiritually is going on, really, really deep. And we're all being affected by it differently. So I guess I'm saying that at least the next two shows, maybe three, we'll see how far it goes. Folks, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not punching somebody in the mouth or kicking something. No, it's not carnal. It's mighty. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, there are several questions right there that you ought to ask yourself. What are the weapons? What are the strongholds? Why are they mighty? And how are we supposed to use them? And I would say this, my present company included, I don't know if I've ever had a teaching, a lesson in church about spiritual warfare. Anybody else have ever had that? I'm all, you talk about it casually, but really how to fight this demonic world in which we were in. Why would he tell us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood if we weren't wrestling against demonic spirits? Why would he tell us that? And if we go to church on Sunday, why aren't they telling us that? When all of a sudden your children start acting goofy, when all of a sudden those you love or you're in conflict with those you love, what the hell is that? You say, I serve the Lord, I pray, I love Jesus, we serve Jesus, yet my family is in terror. Amen? Anybody know what I'm saying?
Boom.
You go to church, and church doesn't have any answer. They're talking about how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, or whatever else. They're not talking about what's going on, what the weapons of your warfare are. So we're going to go there, okay? And I would tell you even right now, now listen to me. Listen to me. I know you don't. I would ask every one of you who are watching this show today, when this show's over, that you share it. You share it. And you say, for instance, you're going to send it to somebody and you say, hey, listen, I was watching Coach Dave live today and this popped up and I thought of you. Would you please watch, go to the 2:20 mark. I'm just using a number. Go to the 2:20 minute mark and watch it until the 5:40 mark, because I think the Lord is speaking to you. Rather than sharing it with somebody, it's an hour show, share. They're not going to watch it. They're not going to watch it for an hour. But wet their whistle a little bit about what's going on, because when they begin to get a knowledge and an understanding of it, they're going to be more hungry for it. Don't say, tune into Coach Dave and watch it for an hour. They ain't going to do it. Not going to do it, but maybe a 2-minute clip. Hey, by the way, and then after you tell them to watch this 2-minute clip, then what do? You say, hey, get back to me. I really value your opinion. Get back to me. What do you think? Put the onus on them to respond. With me? I just think it's crucial. It's just crucial. And so we're going to get into some stuff here. Okay, hang on here. House to house this weekend. Liberty Mail, pull that up, Spencer. Folks, don't go away. In fact, text somebody, tune in. It's going to be something you ain't never, not this. This show is going to be something you ain't never heard. Well, very little of, all right? House to house. Get a hold of Glenn. I'll tell you how to get there. We're just not going to publicize it to everybody where we're going to go. But get a hold of Glenn. And it's home fellowship. It's home church. And you get together and you will eat and greet and meet and make new friends and build relationships. House to house this Saturday, April 25th. Get a hold of Glenn. There's his number. I don't know. Is Glenn's email in there? I got Glenn's email. But maybe somebody can dig up Glenn's email so he doesn't get bombarded with 1,000 phone calls. Spencer, I have it. Let me see if I can
find it. I can put it in the chat.
Yeah, Glenn, put it in the chat. Don't give him 1,000 phone calls unless you need. It's a lot easier to, you get that, right? Say, hey, Glenn, where is it? What time? What can I bring? Yada, yada, yada. Forsake not the assembling of thyself together, even more as that day approaches. Spencer, real quickly, go to Mr. Webster. What does it mean to assemble? To collect a number of individuals or particulars into one place, one body, or to bring or call together, to convene, to congregate, to meet or come together, to convene as a number of individuals. Let me tell you something, folks. Are you looking at me, David Arthur? Are you looking at me? When you go to church on Sunday morning, you ain't assembling together. You don't even know most of the people there. How can we call that an assembly? I'm not talking about David Arthur. I'm not making fun of David Arthur. Where you go to church, where I go to church, wherever, do you think you know half the people? Do you think you know anything about half of the people there? Their kids, what the problems are going on? You think you know any of that? We call that assembling together on Sunday? Really? That's assembly? That ain't assembly, folks. That ain't assembly. Remember, I've told this story before. One of the worst nightmares when my kids were young, our children were young, we got them a toy or a box or something from my standpoint, and they unwrap it, and then Grampy, me, Dad, me, saw those horrible, horrible words. Some assembly required. Anybody do that with your kids? Open the box. Oh, damn, I got to put this thing together. Hey, folks, some assembly required. In your spiritual walk, some assembly required. Got it? I mean, it's one thing to sit here and see people on the queue, see them in here. It's all good. And you say there's 75 of us in here. I don't know how many people walk. Doesn't matter. You don't even know each other. You don't even know each other. And that's why I've tried to encourage some of you hold an event. I'll come, invite people, assemble. We have to go find these people. They're out there. They're out there. They're being bombarded in every aspect of the world. They're being called Trumpsters and MAGA, and they're just God-fearing people who are sick and freaking tired of what's going on, and they go to church, and there ain't no answer at church. Somebody say, that's me, coach. That's me, coach. Well, there are a million of them out there, more than a million. They don't even go to church anymore. Why? Because the church doesn't assemble. It doesn't assemble. They come to the building, and then you see them next week. See you next week. That's an assembly. Oh, wow. Let me get off my high horse here. Tonight, WCN-TV. Me and David Arthur. Pull it up there, Spin. You guys put it in the chat so people know how to get to Rob Pugh. Rob's got a lot going on, and he's given me the opportunity to set in for him. And last week we did Stuart Rhodes. And this week we are doing David Arthur. And we're scheduling J.R. Harrison, and we're scheduling Craig Mickle. And I'm going to get to do this about five or six different times. I thank God that Rob's given us the opportunity, because it's a new audience. It's a new audience. And Dave is going to join me tonight. Right, Dave? Going to be there tonight? And folks, you can join in. Here. And here's what's really, this is what's different. Rob, if you're listening, I'm not criticizing Rob. I believe in interaction, right? So like you can have, I see up on there right now, Alex Newman. I love Alex Newman. And I can sit and listen to Alex Newman for an hour. But I'd rather dialogue with Alex Newman. I'd rather dialogue with him rather than sit there and hear him lecture me. I'm not making fun of Rob. I'm not making fun. Dialogue. Church is dialogue. And so tonight, you can join us and you can dialogue with us about what David Arthur is going to talk about and how they're targeting our children, and yada, 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 yada. Okay, y'all with me? I'm doing okay here. Oh, I got so much good stuff going on. Hey, folks, look, the Lord hath need of you. Come on. Come out of your box. The Lord has need of you. Some of you have been in here for a long time, and you are far more equipped than probably your pastor. Come on, man. House to house, whatever. Come on, man. If your pastor isn't going to help you, get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. Your pastor ought to be saying, oh, you want to do that? How can I help? They don't say that. They're jealous. They want to control. Not all of them. You always paint with a broad brush. I get it. But you know damn well that Ray LeBlanc, whatever town you're in, are the pastors willing to get together and fight, Ray? Hey, Ray, out there, are the pastors willing to get together and fight, Ray?
Yeah, they get together and fight each other.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay, so got that house to house. Get a hold of Glenn. WCN-TV tonight. You know what? You could really help me by tuning in. Let me tell you why. It'll help the ones who watch the show. It'll help them. That they'll see you interact. And, you know, Rob does a great job with his guests, and they're always good. And it's all, but look, I'm about interaction. You guys don't care what I think. But I care what you think. And this is your opportunity to tell the world what you think. But important, tell us your story, not your life story. Right? Just a little bit. This is what's going on with me. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so David Arthur tonight. All right, cool. Anybody for the good of the group? Because look, we're going deep today and probably tomorrow and maybe even the next day on the demonic realm. Come on in, Mel.
Yeah, just one or two other things. The other things that are coming up, May's right around the corner, and that's going to be Natural Family Month. So that's kind of the other thing that's coming up pretty quickly from May 10th to June 21st. And then, of course, the Pass Assault Annual Huddle. So those are kind of the three events, House to House, Natural Family Month, and Pass the Salt Annual Huddle that are coming up. So just want to bring those to attention.
Thanks, and by the way, next weekend or whenever it is, I've organized it, J.R. Harrison is going to go on Wisconsin Christian News and talk about Natural Family Month. Hey, folks, do you know this? Are you looking at me? There's nobody doing what we're doing. There's nobody doing what we're doing. Tune in and listen to Joe Rogan. It's good. Does he get you to do anything? Pick whoever it is. Does he try to organize you to get you to do something? Or is it always about what he has? That's why I don't want my show to be about what I say. I want to know, but I want to equip you to do the work of the ministry. Because I just told you, I can't do it all. I can't do it all. We're under, I'm telling you, the last three nights, there's been something come into my house. I'm just telling you. Okay, cool. We good? Now, I want to center around this real quickly. Pull up number, I'm going to try to do some of these. Let's do this. Pull up number two. I'm going to kind of work in backwards, okay? And again, this might be a couple day event, okay? General Flynn. Say what you want to about General Flynn. I don't know where General Flynn is spiritually. I believe he's a practicing Catholic, although I don't really know that. I don't know his spiritual walk. I know this. He's not ashamed to be a Christian. He's not ashamed to speak about spiritual things. And we know this. He has certainly been, he's had his head on the guillotine, hasn't he? General Michael Flynn. Boy, oh boy, have they been after him. Now look. Folks, trust but verify. I don't know if Flynn's a good guy. I don't know if he's a double agent. I don't know. Can I be honest with you? I don't know. All I have is the ability to discern through the Holy Spirit of the take that I get on it. But I know this, the Bible tells us that the devil cannot cast out the devil. That the devil's not going to come and talk about what God is doing. That's not how the devil operates. And so, believe it or not, you can get a word from the Lord. Do you know that? You can get a word from the Lord. Bible calls it that small, still voice. And I don't know how many times a day I say, Lord, is that you? Anybody else do that out there? Lord, is that you? Is that you? That voice? Spiritual warfare against MAGA. General Michael Flynn says spiritual warfare against MAGA has entered the sanctuary. Stop a minute. I don't care if you hate Trump. I don't care if you hate him. There's a war going on, folks. There's a war. Hey, man, let me work backwards here a second, Spence. Hang on. Pull up number one. I've been asking you if you've been praying for the president. Look at this. President Trump completely lost it. Trump was removed from his own White House meeting after an emotional breakdown. Can you imagine the burden this guy carries? Can you imagine... Half of his cabinet saying, you shouldn't have gone into the Israel. You shouldn't have gone in there. Half of them saying, well, you got to do this. Huh? Voices around him. They say that he had an emotional breakdown and they removed him from his own cabinet meeting. I'm going to ask again, are you praying for this guy? Or are you praying against him? Is there anybody out there who went from serving the kingdom of darkness to serving the kingdom of his dear son? Did that happen to anybody else but me? It happened to me. Could it happen to Donald Trump? That the pressure would get so great on him that he would cry out to the Lord? Are you praying for that for the president? Are you? Seems to me, can you imagine the different voices this guy's getting, and does he know which ones to believe? So we need to be praying for our president. Okay, so Where was I? What did I tell you? So Trump's lost it. Are we praying for him? No, we're not. Come on. Admit it, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Is your church every Sunday, does your pastor get in the pulpit and say, number one, first thing we're supposed to do is pray for our leaders and those in positions of authority. Does that go on in your church? No, it doesn't go on in your church because half the people hate the president. Amen. Somebody say amen. Half the people in the church hate him. Well, are you praying for him? He is our leader. Are you praying for him? All right, where am I? So go to General Flynn. General Flynn, spiritual warfare against MAGA has entered the sanctuary. What? Scroll down through here, Spence. Folks, this is going to be a couple days. The photo was taken from a prominent Catholic church in Florida today. This type of information warfare against MAGA, against President Trump, is just beginning. This is Flynn writing this. I don't know how deep a Christian General Flynn is. What have we been saying here at Coach Dave Live? We're in the crucible, baby. Huh? Where the rubber meets the road right now, baby. But the against President Trump is just beginning. It is dangerous. It's very political. It is fifth generational. And most definitely, it is spiritual warfare. General Flynn says that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. Scroll down a minute. Hey, folks, the freaking Pope spoke out against the president of the United States. Does anybody know when that's ever happened? Ever? And has that ever happened in anybody's lifetime? So Flynn says there are approximately 1.4 billion Catholics worldwide. By the way, 60% of them vote for Democrats. The largest Christian denomination in the world. Fact is, without the Catholic vote, one cannot be president of the United States. Stay with me. The Pope is consciously choosing a political side. Spiritual warfare. He's emerging as a woke globalist. This is General Flynn, a Catholic, talking about the Pope of the Catholic Church. It's not me. It's not some evangelifish. The Pope is consciously, The Pope is consciously choosing political sides. By the way, anybody heard the Pope speak out against child molestation, transgenderism, murdering little babies in the womb? Heard a damn word from him?
Amen.
Well, I suppose you ought to read some of the emails I got because I had to call it whatever you want to come out and say, that guy's demonic. That dude is demonic. The Pope. I'm not talking about Catholicism. That dude is of his father, the devil. Hang on. So the Pope should represent humanity and courage. This is General Flynn. The Pope should represent humanity and courage in the face of the evil that walks the earth. Does the Pope truly see President Trump as evil? Flynn's asking about the Pope. I don't think so, he said. I believe he's moving at a speed directed by his masters, not God, General Flynn says. You guys see that? I believe he's moving at a speed directed by his masters. The Pope, as a man, needs to be reminded that humility in the face of God is courage. Courage without humility in the face of man is dangerous. It's shocking how many Catholics are upset at Trump currently. It shows the unhealthy allegiance that they hold for any man, including the Pope. General Flynn, Catholic. I believe he's moving at a speed directed. I'm sorry. It is shocking how many Catholics are upset at Trump currently. It shows the unhealthy allegiance they hold for any man, including the Pope. In Revelation 19:10, we're told not to worship even an angel, but only God. So certainly we should not worship a man, even the Pope. Somebody say amen out there. Somebody say amen. Huh? In Acts 10:25, Peter, the first Pope, this is from General Flynn, this ain't from some theologian, says that he's just a man, and not to worship him, but to worship only God. Don't get me into praying to the saints and all that. Don't get me into all that. And Jeremiah 17:5 says that we are cursed if we trust in man or in our own strength. With access to greater knowledge, all of us see a darker underbelly of our international political system and the depravity of humanity. We are seeing, folks, right now, without Christ, how deep and dark the heart of men really are, especially men who crave authority. Somebody say boom, Vinny. I don't care. It could be Glenn, you could say it. Somebody say boom.
Boom.
Because godly men aren't in authority. We're getting wicked men in authority. We get wicked men in authority, and then people in the church continue to vote wicked men into authority. Why? Because the guy standing in the pulpit won't point out that's a wicked man.
Boom.
With access to greater knowledge, all of us see a darker underbelly of our international political system and the depravity of humanity. So what? Thrust yourself into the Word of God instead of focusing on the word of man. I know that is a challenge of a lifetime. But for some individuals, and even for a few nations, it could save lives. General Flynn, this ain't some theologian. Why? Because all men say dumb things at times. It may be purposeful for a circumstance, or it may just be ignorance. If our hope and trust remains in Jesus, that allows us to walk through these uncertain times unfazed. It ain't clear enough yet, but it's going to become clear in the months ahead. David Arthur's got to run. So tonight, Dave, we'll have you on tonight, right, man? Thanks. Okay, General Flynn. Okay. Can I teach you something about the demonic realm today? Is it okay if I do that? And will you watch? I might even take notes, or certainly go to every one of the links. Share the link. You won't share. Go ahead, JT.
Hey, brother. Good morning. Yeah, I think it's I was praying about this the other day. But I kind of felt the Holy Spirit kind of say, why the United States is not having as much success is because of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you get a majority of, quote, your supporters who's with their tongue on these podcasts, bringing forth death to this man and his success, the devil knows how to bring defeat. He just does. He knows how to do it. And if he can get, instead, I can guarantee you, the dark side is united in bringing down this man in this country.
How do they do it, James? I know how they do it. Through lies.
Absolutely. It's you know, I mean, you can go get on 50,000 different podcasts, and you have to even participate. You listen. I mean, to Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Bannon. You just name it. They're all bringing the. And I don't know really if he's surrounded by any godly people. Paula White. I'm not going to speak evil of her because that's not who I am. It's just, if he is not surrounded by godly people, when this man goes down, if he goes down, we go with him.
Amen. Amen.
I love you,
brother. Again, folks, do you believe God raises up kings and sets them down? And if you're praying against President Trump, you understand you're praying against the will of God? God raised him up. Now, why? I don't know. Could be good or for bad. But you'd do a hell of a lot better, and I would too, if I quit bitching about Trump and started doing something locally to help the situation we find ourselves in. But we don't do that because we go to the church for that to happen, and it doesn't happen at church. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. You go to church, it'll give you 15 ways to have 15 friends and 15 different foods from 15 different places. That's what, it's just feel-good messages. Designed to womanize the church. That's all it is. That's all it's done. Do it. Sorry. Okay, hang on. I'm talking now, all right? Here we go. You ready? Wow, this is so good. Which one, Lord, where do I start? Poem number 3. The hierarchy of hell. Hang on. You ever had a lesson on this? Maybe somebody can help me out. Hey, Stephanie, I don't know rancor. I don't know any. I don't know. This might be a wicked demonic side. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what this way is. But sometimes if it is demonic, then it might be a good idea if we peeked in on the other team's playbook. Wouldn't that be maybe a good idea for us sometime? And I don't know who this is. Jody Smith, except I looked it up. She's in Ohio. Jody Smith is in Ohio. Now, friends, hey, is rancor good or bad? Somebody help me out. Is rancor good or bad? I see right there, know your demons. Hell's hierarchy. Does anybody know anything about rancor? About this? I mean, it's a pretty popular website. Is it good or bad? Is it good guys or bad guys? Nobody knows. So I want you to know that I might be exposing you to something that's wicked. Okay? I want you to know that. It's under the blood. But you know what? I'd love to know the other team's playbook. Do you guys know the other team's playbook? Do you go to church and that pastor teaches you the other team's playbook? No, I don't think so. So bear with me here. Jody Smith. Hey, click on her name real quick. Click on her name. I don't know anything about her. Jody Smith has a mint, never opened Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice, worked for a few years as a copy-paste monkey in a cubicle farm before pursuing her dream of writing full-time. She currently lives in Ohio for some reason. We'll try to find out Jody Smith. Hey, Stephanie, good girl, bad girl? What do you think here? I don't know. Doesn't matter, because this is intel. Giving you some intel here today. Giving you some intel. All right. You want to know the hierarchy of hell? We'll go through it quickly, and then I'll put it in the chat. Lord, we just ask you right now, if there's anything demonic or powerful in this website, let it not come near us, Lord. We thank you that we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, gird our loins of truth, shod our feet with the preparation of gospel of peace, and carry the shield of faith and the word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So here we go. The hierarchy of hell. Spencer, click on that arrow so I can get bigger. So I'm going to go through it fast. I'm going to put it in the chat. The demon hierarchy of hell is a chilling exploration of the infernal organizations of demons as imagined throughout various religious texts and mythologies. Let me stop a minute. Do any of you have a friend, a relative, whatever, that something's wrong with them and you can't figure out why? They're angry, they're argumentative, they're a recluse. You raised them in church, but something's gone on. What the hell happened? So the demon hierarchy of hell is a chilling exploration of the infernal organizations of demons as imagined throughout various religious texts and mythologies. It's a structure where chaos meets order, a meticulously crafted system that portrays hell as an establishment with its own rules, ranks, and rulers. Did you know that? Did you know hell has its own rules, ranks, and rulers? For those intrigued by tales of the underworld, this hierarchy provides a glimpse into how ancient and religious traditions have personified evil. And at the pinnacle of this dark dominion sits Lucifer, the once favored angel cast out of heaven for his rebellion. When's the last time you went to church and you had a real, real, in-depth expose, instruction on who Satan was, how he operates? Yeah, me either. Alongside him, or in some interpretations, even conflated with him, is Satan. Did you know Lucifer and Satan weren't the same person? I never knew that. We'll get to it. A figure representing temptation and the ultimate adversary of humankind. Leviathan emerges as another formidable presence, frequently depicted as a massive sea creature embodying envy and chaos. So Satan, Lucifer, Leviathan are all what? Well, their presences, huh? These entities exemplify the depth and diversity with the fiendish ranks, each attributed with specific traits and areas of influence. Stop a minute. Did anybody even know what we just read? How long have you been going to church? They tell us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds, and don't even understand what the hell it's talking about. For those eager to navigate this shadowy world, view the list of demons, where they fit in hell's hierarchy. I had to stop and think about that. Everything has a hierarchy. In fact, I have people often say, who has Coach Dave's ear? In other words, they want to know the hierarchy at Coach Dave Live. Vinny, give me a boom. They want to know how they can get into that hierarchy. This exploitation will unravel the intricate tapestry of those malevolent beings, shedding light on their roles and relationships within the dark realm. Cool. You ready to go here? I'm told you it's going to be a two-parter, okay? God is so good. How? Huh? Go back to top. Go back to top. Friends, I got up this morning. I had that terrible night's sleep. I know it was demonic. I think I know why, but I know it was demonic. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me understand this. So here you go. You ready? You ready for the hierarchy? Now, you guys know what a hierarchy is, right? You have the president and the vice president, and then Speaker of the House, and then head of the Senate. That's a hierarchy. You all worked at one. Who the boss was? Your boss was your boss. Maybe he wasn't the boss. So the dark side has a hierarchy. You sitting down? I'm going to put in a chat. And then you're going to tell everybody that you know. You got to tune in. See what you got to know. Okay, you ready? Here's the hierarchy. Lucifer. He's the emperor of hell and the demon of pride. Now, look, I'm not going to take time to read every one of these things, okay? They're telling you the pecking order in hell, on the dark side. Look at this. Though commonly confused with Satan, Lucifer is a completely different demon than the well-known adversary. In texts in which the two are not seen as the same entity, Lucifer outranks Satan. Did you guys know that? And Lucifer is given the title Emperor of Hell. Lucifer was the angel who originally fell from heaven after fighting with God. He corresponds to the sin of pride. Lucifer is a sin of pride. When he was cast out of heaven, Lucifer took some angels with him. Oh, yeah, he'd formed a coup. And they became princes of hell and maintained order over his evil domain. Oh, yeah, the devil's got a domain. Hey, look, I'm not going to read every bit of this. I'm going to let you read it. Here's the counterpoint to John the Baptist. And appears as a beautiful child to mortals. His name translates to light bringer, but the name Lucifer is not used in the New Testament. Since Christ is described as the bearer of light, Lucifer is referenced in Anton LaVey's The Satanic Rituals, the book used by the Church of Satan in regards to baptismal rites and black mass. Oh, dude. All right, let's roll down there. Satan, I'm not going to read them all. He's the prince of hell. Go back up there. Start the first one. Prince of hell and demon of witchcraft. That's Satan. What's it say about him? He's the crown prince of hell. He rules over witchcraft. He embodies the sins of wrath. Some covens of witches use the name Satan interchangeably with Lucifer, but regardless of the name, the demon allows witches to ride on his shoulders if they call him on the Sabbath. He appears to them dressed in white robes, blonde hair, normal male face, and he covens who worship Satan claim that depictions of Satan as a red figure with horns are meant to denigrate and insult him. Satan was used by God to test Job in the Bible. He actively encouraged the righteous men to disobey the holy word of God. He's often called upon in witchcraft for people's fertility needs, since he is also seen as the gatekeeper of fertility. Okay. Hey, you're going to do this on your own. Okay, so we got who? Let's go back up. We got Satan. Well, we got Lucifer, who's the emperor of hell. Go ahead. And we got Satan, who's the prince of hell, not the same guy. And then we have a Leviathan, who's the prince of hell and the demon of hearsay and envy. He has, like Coach Norm Emmett was our defensive coordinator. Well, Leviathan is the offensive coordinator on heresy and envy. That's his job. That's what he does. His coaching tree, right? Brett, coaching tree. Leviathan's on Lucifer's coaching tree. Go ahead, go on down. Beelzebub. What? I'm not reading all this. You read it, do your own homework. Beelzebub, why, he's the chief of staff. What? He's chief of staff and demon of false gods. Beelzebub is. And then he's got another guy called Asmodeus. He's the king of demons and the demon of lust and wickedness. The devil has a team. We know that. They told us not to be not to be ignorant. What the weapons of our warfare are. What? They told, come on. And then Adramelech, great minister of Beelzebub's order of the fly. You say, Coach, you're getting into mythology. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I am. But doesn't it make sense to you that hell would have an order? So he's a great minister of Beelzebub's order of the fly. Who is Beelzebub? Go back up there. Didn't we just talk about Beelzebub? Who is he? No. Who? There he is. There he is. Chief of staff and demon of false gods. That's Beelzebub. I'm going to stop a minute. You don't have to say it out loud. Say, Coach, I never heard anything like this. That's my point. That's my point. We don't even know, huh? Not to be ignorant of his devices. We don't even know. Go on down. Go on down. Wow. Then we run, I just said, Adramelech is a great minister of Beelzebub's order of the fly. Load more. There's Baal Berith. He's the chief secretary of hell and demon of blasphemy. Of course, there's Astaroth. He's the first prince of thrones. And he's the treasurer of hell. You can take a minute and say, Coach, I never heard anything like this. Oh, you go ahead and say it. You won't be the only one. And then there's Varine, the second prince of thrones and demon of impatience. What? Anybody ever deal with that demon of impatience? Huh? You ever work with somebody that's impatient? Go to the next one. It's a demon. It's a spirit. How about Gressel, the third prince of thrones and the demon of impurity? Folks, there's a hierarchy. The hierarchy. Gressel. Want to load more? There's Olivier, prince of archangels and demon of cruelty. What? Look, I don't know if it's true or not. How about Luvart? He's the prince of angels and the possessor of sister Madeline. These are demons, friends, demons. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. There's Verrier, who's the prince of principalities and the demon of disobedience. Think he's got a team of angels called demons? Well, then there's Behemoth. He's the night watchman of hell and Satan's cook. One more? That's it. You guys know there's a hierarchy of hell? And all the times you ever been in church, somebody tell me you've heard this preached in your church, I'll send you $2. Anybody tell me that you heard this in your church? No, I didn't think so. Didn't think so. So let's go to 3B. This is going to be a two-parter, okay? Did you know there's a hierarchy of angels? Hierarchy of heaven? Wait, Spencer, that's not what I wanted. When did this come up? What did I tell you? Number 8? Is that what I told you, Spence? 3B, of course, right? Hierarchy of angels. I don't want to talk. I'll find it. We're going to be. Now go to number 4. Oh, there you go. That was good. What was that you just had there? That was good. No, it's not what I want. I don't want to talk about Buddhism, although Buddhism is demonic, right? It's all demonic, demonic religions. I'm sorry, folks, I got the wrong thing coming up. Okay, let's try this a minute. Demons operate through various methods, including temptation. Click on read more, Spencer. Methods of operation of the demonic. Wonder why your world is screwed up. Your family, your job, your personal life, whatever. Well, here are the weapons of demons. Of the Bible teaches us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it doesn't teach us the weapons of Satan's warfare. And here they are. Temptation. Demons are believed to tempt individuals into sin by exploiting their weaknesses. This can be manifest as whispers of doubt or encouragement to engage in harmful behaviors, similar to how Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Huh? Eye gate, ear gate. You never think about sex till you see a pretty woman, and the eye gate sends a message, right? Okay, deception. Huh? This is a method of operations of demons. They often disguise themselves as something good or harmless, leading people to believe lies. Just drink that beer, have a good time at the party, and drive home. This can include spreading false teachings, distorting the truth, draw individuals away from faith. I'm going to go through this quickly, okay, then we'll stop. This is how demons operate. Possession. In more extreme cases, demons may actually possess individuals, taking control of their bodies and, more specifically, their minds. This is often depicted in religious texts where Jesus casts out demons from individuals. Jesus cast out devils. Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. The devil has kids. Learning that in your church. Oppression. Unlike possession, oppression is more subtle, where demons can create emotional struggles. Anybody listening? The devil is going to come to you and he's going to create emotional struggle with fear and anxiety and depression. Oh my, fear, anxiety, and depression. Oh my, how many of you live in there? This can manifest in recurring nightmares or feelings of spiritual disconnection. Number five. Influence through sin. Persistent sinful behaviors can open spiritual doors for demonic influence. Generational curses, trauma, and involvement in occult practices are also believed to create entry points for demons. Damn, this is good, isn't it? What are the characteristics of demons? Did you learn this in Billy Bob's sermon last Sunday? Demons are often described as intelligent beings with will, emotion, and self-awareness. They can express fear, in Bible accounts where they tremble at the authority of Christ. Their names often reflect the characteristic or the nature of their influence. You want to know if you're under some demonic influence? Ask yourself this. Do you have persistent negative thoughts? Or voices, are you always looking at the bad side? Do you have unexplainable fear, anxiety, or depression? Folks, this is demonic influence in your life. Chronic illnesses without medical explanation, addictions or compulsive behaviors that you can't break, or nightmares or spiritual attacks during sleep. Do you understand how demons to understand how they operate is crucial for those seeking to protect themselves and their children and their influence and to seek deliverance from any oppressive forces in their lives? Scroll on down, Spence. Somebody reinforced me real quick. Say, Coach, this is unbelievable. I'm going to wait. Somebody say that. Somebody say it.
Good stuff, Coach.
I never knew any of this stuff. I've been in church my whole life. I never knew any of this stuff. Scroll on down. Okay, that's. I'm going to stop right there. I got a bunch more. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to conquering all this stuff. But we ain't going to conquer it if we don't understand it. If we don't understand the power of the influence of the supernatural realm, we have to take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So people tend to think the worst. In other words, their child's going back to college. Let's say whatever. And, oh, Lord, you're going to go back to college and all the drinking parties and, oh, Lord, you're going to get in drugs. Well, yeah, you can think that way. Or you can think, oh, Lord, he's fearfully and wonderfully made. And you're going to have him. I don't know. He's going to find a cure for cancer. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Now, come on now. How do you live your life? Do you live your life negative? Huh? Do you live your life compromising and repeating everything the enemy is saying? Or are you countering it, taking captive every thought that exalts itself against what God says and say, my God, my son's going to be a world changer. Can't trust Trump. Hell, that Trump, he's just in it for money. Oh, yeah. Well, I think he's going to be a world changer. Thank you, God, that you're going to use Donald Trump to change the world. Only got 9 minutes left. Come on in, Adam. I got more tomorrow. Come on in, Adam.
Morning, Coach. Yeah, you know, men of war study the tactics of other men of war to make them better at being at conducting warfare. So if the Bible teaches, which it does, that we are soldiers for Christ, then we need to know the tactics of our enemy so that we are victorious for Christ in our lives. And so what you're teaching is good because not a lot of people are being taught to be soldiers for Christ in churches.
Amen.
They're being taught to show up. They're being taught to put in a collection plate. They're being taught to raise their hands when they sing. And they're being taught the basics of the gospel. But that's about
and
it.
And to not mix religion and politics. To not talk about anything politically, right?
Amen.
Yeah, why? Are we not supposed to be in politics? What? Pardon me a second. Who the hell told you that? We're supposed to go into all the world and teach them to observe all he's commanded us. And instead the church says, no, we're going to pull back. We're going to let the devil roll like hell, and we're going to hang on for the rapture. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Politics. Politics. Christians should own politics. And they can't. Why? Because the devil told us how long ago there's a separation between the church and state. Jesus Christ isn't king over America. It's freedom of religion. Many gods. Our government's atheistic. And Jesus sitting over in the corner, tapping his foot. And those of you who hate Trump, you know the President Trump? By the way, the Bible says that the devil can't cast out the devil. Do you know President Trump's organizing a day where we reestablish God is sovereign over America? When is that? When is that? Huh? No, Obama. No, I'm sorry. Maybe it was Obama. Was it Obama that did it? Kamala? Was it Kamala? No, no. It was Hillary. No. No, it was Bill Clinton. No, no. No, it's that damn Trump that we all hate. Right? Come on, Spencer. Find it for me. Trump's day of rededicating America to God. When is that? We know when it is. Huh? Oh, yeah. We won't pray for him, though. No, we won't pray for him. We'll just read all types of blogs about how bad he is. Does anybody know when, anybody think I'm making this up?
May 17th.
Thank you. May 17th. May 17th. On February 26th, President Trump announced the National Jubilee of Prayer, Praise, and Thanksgiving. Donald Trump said, well, he ain't even a Christian. As part of the 250th anniversary celebration, this event aims to rededicate the United States as one nation under God. Now, help me out here. Could the devil cast out the devil? And you mean to tell me that you think that Donald Trump, who's serving the devil, is going to call for a day of prayer? What? Anniversary celebration, one nation under God. Now, the question we maybe need to ask ourselves is, what God? What God? but he's given us the opportunity. I'm all over the place. Come on in, Laura, and then Jeff. Tell us your story, not your life story. One of you, come on in. Clock's running.
Hey, Coach. Hey, are you there, Coach?
Yeah, I'm here, sitting right here.
You just said something about people say, well, Donald Trump's not a Christian. Well, I believe he's trying to be one.
Well, it's been, and Lord's put him in there, whether we want it or not. They put him in there. And Beelzebub would not say, let's have a national day of prayer and let's rededicate America to God. Beelzebub would not do that. How do we know? Because the devil cannot cast out the devil.
I believe he's trying to be one, but, you know, we've all tried. We've all started it out and tried to be one.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's trying to be one. He's trying to let you be one.
Amen, Chad. Yeah. Amen. Well,
that's what I was going to say. Sometimes we or I don't even act like a Christian. People look at us like, he's supposed to be a Christian? We all have stumbling blocks.
And that's right, dude. That's right.
There it is.
That's right. Chad, that was the boom. Say that again, Chad. That was the boom of booms. Because they missed
it, Chad. It's not about him trying to be one. It's about him doing stuff to cause us to rise up here, for us to be one, to be who we say we serve.
Amen.
Chad, that's a boom. Vinny, that's a triple boom for Chad there. That is so it. That is so it. Laura Ann, quickly.
Has any other president ever done that? I mean, and if he, and I'm not in a place to judge whether or not he's a Christian or not, because everybody in this queue and who's listening and everybody else who says they're a Christian,
amen.
Go look in the stinking mirror. Okay. You're not the identity that we're supposed to have.
Can you imagine the burden he bears if he's not a Christian?
Exactly. So now, can I please pray for the man?
Sure.
And our country? So come on, let's do it. Almighty God, you are the standard. You are what we need. You said, where does our help come from? You said it comes from heaven alone. We have made our bed in hell, and there's not one single person listening to this voice or ever said that they bear the name of your son, and we have blasphemed your name. And we are not here to judge whether or not President Donald Trump, the man, is one of your sons or daughters. We're praying, Lord God, that he is. This man is fighting battles that we can't see, and we've been influenced by the enemy. So God, forgive this nation, but raise this nation up. And from this day forward until the exact week, Sunday after Mother's Day, that this nation is going to be rededicated back to you publicly. Just like we're supposed to be baptized, that you baptize this nation with the power of the Holy Spirit, that this is our Pentecost for the nation, and that you, Almighty God, will be his wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, and that you baptize that man with the power of the Holy Spirit, because he can't do that office. He's got so many people coming against him, blaspheming him, coming against him, telling him what he's doing, what he's not doing. The only reason why that man can stand there is because you, Almighty God, put him there. And let us give you thanks that Donald Trump, the man, not the office, not the title, is saying every Christian can sit there and stand up and profess the name of Christ, not just in this name, so that it goes across the world. So Almighty God, every weapon that's formed against us, it's going to be formed, but Almighty God, don't let it prosper for your glory, for Jesus Christ, your son, because you saved yourself, you saved your identity, you saved us because of what you had Jesus do. We've all been like the thief on the cross. Pick a thief, because we've been both of them, mocking you. So forgive us, and we're looking forward to seeing the power and the glory of heaven come down here on earth, and that you take your rod and you slam the earth here in the United States of America, and that your nation of heaven is proclaimed here and around the world, and we give you the glory, because Almighty God, you are our Father, and thank you for being a good Father who takes care of your kids.
Amen. Wisconsin Christian News tonight at 6 o'clock. Be there or be square. Share it. Part 2 tomorrow. We'll see you.